I'm Paul Lancour with PodTech.net, and with me on the line right now, Venu Venugopal, the Vice President for Solutions Marketing at CA. Venu, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
My first question for you, we're talking today about MPLS, and why is the management of MPLS VPN services so important?
Yeah, I think the management of MPLS networks is important in, I think, two different ways. One, it is allowing you as a provider, as well as you as an enterprise, to be more efficient in terms of allowing multiple applications or multiple databases or multiple systems to be run on a single network, sharing the resources based on the priority that you set for those resources. So this, in turn, allows you to get more with less. The second aspect of this is the overall manageability as well as the customer experience that it can provide to your end customers, whether they are your internal users of your enterprise's systems or even in the case of service providers, can be the enterprises themselves. So it allows you to provide a better customer experience, again, based on the prioritized applications, prioritized business-critical systems that you can run on top of the network that you have. So those are the two benefits of having a good MPLS management framework or platform.
Is it true to say, though, that this increased efficiency requires increased oversight on the part of the customer in conjunction with someone like CA?
Yeah, it is true that it has got some complexities as well as it might be requiring oversight, but I think the good thing there is, I think there are more intelligent as well as more efficient systems to help you in terms of managing those complexities. So that's where vendors like CA, HCA is not alone. There are vendors like CA who can provide that sophisticated management platform.
So what capabilities are required then?
Yeah, in terms of capabilities, I think I would say that there are four distinct capabilities that need to be there on the platforms. One is the ability to manage the network pipes themselves. I think those of you who are from the network domain can understand this very well. That is, managing pipes used to be the first set of management platforms that came out about 15 years back. That need is still there. The second part of that is managing process or service that can run on this pipe. For example, if I'm running voice with video as well as data on the network, my voice probably should have the best quality of service, because any performance degradation on a voice network or even video network, you can notice that very well. But that probably is not the case with an application like email. Even if a few seconds delay is there in receiving your email, you won't probably notice that. So class of service and the distinction of applications running on the pipes becomes very critical for management of those capabilities. The third one is in terms of driving application-based management. In other words, whatever applications you are running on the network based on the classes of service you put. If you can manage, again, based on the application, what it is, the systems, what it is, that allows you to have better control over the experience that you can provide to your end user, whether that end user is an employee or an external customer or a partner. And the fourth one is, I just mentioned about this, that's the user experience. I think the user experience management becomes very, very critical, especially when you are doing some online transactions, for example. You don't want to wait there even for a few minutes before your payment is processed. So I think you are always looking for that extra level of experience coming in from whoever is providing you the services. So those are the four critical capabilities I think an MPLS management platform should have.
So if I'm deploying MPLS and I want to make sure that I hit all of the steps that you've just outlined, what are some of the key features that I should be looking for in a solution?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it needs to be looked at from four different angles. One is how well the management platform can provide a proactive management of functionalities. In other words, you don't want to get into a situation where an actual problem or fault is happening before you resolve it. So in other words, you should have some capabilities for proactively determining what is happening on the network. If there are some service degradations or performance degradations happening, then the management platform should be able to tell you that beforehand, before the problem becomes a real problem. So that's one aspect of it. The second one is, how well you can provide integrated performance management. Again, performance being not necessarily at the network level alone. We talked about the importance of having a good performance at the end user level. The systems that the applications are running on need to have good performance. The network that is helping all this to come together need to have good performance too. So performance management becomes an integrated performance management. And if you're a provider who is providing service level agreements on those performance, then you better be monitoring the service level performance at every point in time. So in other words, the management platform should have the ability to report the SLA violations if that is happening, or the performance of the network as a whole against an SLA. And the third one is the multi-vendor support or multi-technology support. Actually, if you look at a typical enterprise environment or even a service provider environment, there are scores and scores of technologies and vendors in those environments. There are some studies saying that in a typical provider environment, there are about 100 or 120 different vendors in the operation center itself. So there are many reasons why they are there. One reason is that they are point solutions which are needed by many of those enterprises as well as providers to provide good services. So they are not going to go away. So you need to have a management platform that can interface with hundreds of different technologies out there and hundreds of different vendor platforms out there. So that becomes very, very crucial. And the fourth one I can think of as a very critical feature is scalability. In other words, if you want to scale up your environment to meet the growing demand, whether it's internal demand or external customer demand, then your platform should be able to scale well with that need also. In other words, you don't want to buy 10 different platforms when you are growing tenfold. You should have the same platform scaling up. Of course, there will be additions to the platforms, but that addition should be in a kind of modular fashion. In other words, the cost effectiveness of the scalability needs becomes a critical factor. So I would say that those are the four key features that you need to have in a good MPLS management solution.
Great. Well, that's a great overview, and I really appreciate you taking the time out to share your expertise on management strategies here with an MPLS VPN deployment.
Thank you.
Venu Venugopal is Vice President of Solutions Marketing at CA.